Hey guys, Jonathan Posey here with the Posey Sports Performance Podcast. It's been a little while since I've been on here. Haven't had the inspiration. Summer's been a real kick in the ass for me. Business-wise, been good, been busy. But because I'm busy, can't spend enough time on here. But hoping to make that a make a change there. What I want to talk about today is something I've been seeing more and more with my athletes, and it can apply to anybody not in the non-athletic population as well. It's, in this situation, it's athletes speaking up when they don't understand something and not just nodding your head and saying, yes, coach. As a coach, or especially for me, I can only speak as a strength coach. Our job is to get you, the athlete, better. That's our whole purpose. If we don't end up getting you better, we fail in our job. Whether that be making you run faster, jump higher, hit the ball harder, throw the ball harder, whatever it may be. If you are not successful, we are not successful. So we have a vested interest in making sure that you know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and that you're improving in it. So what really grinds my gears is that I have a few athletes I've had to deal with lately where they've been too scared, quote, or too embarrassed to come and tell me, hey, coach, I can't quite handle that weight yet. Do you mind if we go down? For no reason at all. I've never ripped them for not using weights. I'm making sure that they are within their progression. I'm trying to push these kids to get them to where they want to get to. And they're not communicating with me saying, hey, I don't think I can do this today. My arm's sore, my leg's sore, whatever it is. I don't think it's going to happen today. And instead, they just go down weight and don't tell me. Or what's even worse is that they had somebody else come tell me that they went down weight. As a coach, I immediately lose a lot of respect for this player. Granted, this athlete wasn't old. He was only about 12 years old, so I gave the kid a pass. I don't think he's quite learned the lesson of you need to speak up for yourself yet. But I had a talk with the kid and say, hey, dude, my job is to get you better. If I don't get you better, if I don't know what's going on with your workout, you just start making audibles on your workout, and I don't know about it, how am I going to know how to progress you? I'll have no idea what I'm doing. I'll just write the sheet down, and essentially that sheet that I'm giving you with your workouts on it is freaking worthless. So you've got to communicate with me, kid. And he said, okay, got it. I'm sorry, coach. I will not do that next time. And I said, good, you better not. Because it shows that you don't have enough respect for the coach to come up and say, you know what? I'm just going to call an audible, coach. Even if the coach isn't approachable, you've got to say something. At that point, as an athlete, the ball is not in your court anymore. You've given every opportunity to the coach to make an adjustment. If they don't make an adjustment, that's on them. The onus is no longer on you as an athlete. Or in this case, it can also apply to the workplace. If you're in an office building, and you don't quite understand the assignment that your boss has given you, that your superior has given you, and you end up just calling audibles and the whole project goes to shit because you decided to call an audible not knowing why or what you were doing. You just kind of took it and ran. Go to your boss. Say, hey, boss, I don't know what you're asking me. Can you explain this a little bit more? Can you lay this out for me a little bit easier? And 9 times out of 10, if you ask in a respectful manner and you're good at your job, your coach, or your, in this case, your boss, will gladly sit you down and say, okay, this is what I need. This is what I want. Go do it now. And as soon as you give a verbal, okay, I got it, coach. And not just a, oh, okay, sure, got it, boss. A real, okay, I now understand. It makes the work environment so much better. Related situation, I have another kid who's working at a movie theater, right? And he was complaining to me that his boss was ripping him he works in a movie theater and he had to clean the rows. And he missed a row because he had to rush through his job because he had a lot of theaters to do. And the boss pulled him aside and said, hey, I hope you're not checking out mentally today. I really hope you're putting your best foot forward. And the kid's like, why is my boss always on me? And I'm looking at him. I look at the kid. I'm like, what was your job? He's like, to clean the rows in the movie theater. I'm like, did you clean all the rows? He said, no, I didn't have time. I'm like, no, you had time. it was your job to clean all the rows, and you didn't clean the rows. That's on you. You can't get mad at a boss for yelling at you when you didn't do your job. If you get yelled at by your boss for not, and you do your job and he says you didn't, that's a different situation. But this is not the situation we're talking about. I told him, like, man, like, you gotta understand. Your boss's ass is on the line. If the movie theaters look like crap, he gets reamed. So, to avoid that happening, he has to ream you to make sure that you do your job. His job is not to clean movie theaters. His job is to manage people. So, moral of this whole story is, if you know what you need to do, and you don't tell anybody about it, especially your boss, it's not going to go well for you if you try and pass the buck or you just try and audible yourself. Because now nobody's in the loop. Now nobody knows what's going on. And you can't progress, or you can't create a good business or a good environment for business, because half the people don't know what's going on because you called your own shots or you didn't do the job you were supposed to do. So it comes down to other people. So how does it relate back to my original story? The kid doesn't tell me what's going on. I told him the situation was Turkish get-ups. The kid doesn't progress in Turkish get-ups as I want him to. He doesn't get strong enough. He doesn't throw any harder in a year. Mom and dad say, you know what? I don't think your program's working for my kid anymore. And I'm like, what are you talking about? My progression's X, Y, and Z through here. And then I watch the kid really closely and I see, what in the world is he doing? Nothing on the sheet, no weights on the sheet he's doing. And he's never told me that he went down or up in weights. Because I get it. Some days you're going to come to the gym, you're going to be tired, you're going to be sore, you're not going to be able to lift the weights you think you're going to be able to lift. And that's when you tell me and I make the audible. That way we both know what's going on. But since I don't know what's going on, now I look like an asshole. I'm left out with a freaking boat up the creek without a paddle because I don't know what's going on. So athletes, please communicate with your coach. Employees, please communicate with your employers that if you don't understand a job or you don't think you're capable of doing the job, don't take it and try and say, oh, I'll figure it out later, because that doesn't set anybody up for success. Because if you fail, your boss fails, your boss fails, company fails, the company fails, you're both out of a job. Bottom line. With that being said, I understand there's another side of the coin, and that there's the athlete side. They may be afraid to tell a coach because they don't want the coach to think they're being a puss, which honestly is valid. Because if any of you know me in my gym, if I see you go down in weight and you look fine doing that, I'm going to call you out and say you're probably being soft mentally. But if I see you struggling and hustling and bustling on every single rep, every single set, and you just look slow, I'm not out of my bounds to say, you know what, you should probably lighten the weight up today. I did that this morning. But I understand as an athlete, you don't want to look like a puss to your coach. I get it. I really, truly get it. And I feel really bad for kids who have coaches who don't understand that they can't be on their A game every day. I get frustrated too, but I take a deep breath and say, you know what? This might not be the kid's day. So coaches as well, if you're listening to this, give your kids some slack. Make sure you're watching your kids or your athletes as often as you can to look for signs that they might not be at the top of their game right now, to know that you may need to back off the gas a little bit. That's the art of coaching, knowing when to push on the gas and knowing when to pump the brakes, based on how your kids or athletes are looking. That's my overall moral for the day, guys. Thanks for listening. Talk to y'all later soon. Have a good one. See you.